This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Arrived 7 after the hour. This is the Good Day Health Program with Dr. Ken Kronos. I'm Doug Steffen at your service and on your side. Your call is certainly welcome at 888-553-7536. Let me explain how this program works. Dr. Ken, noted cardiologist practicing in Florida at his facility, Lake Cardiology. You can see what goes on there by going to lakecardiology.com. You can come to us as we are here on the air every weekend for 2 hours. Help yourself to activity and information that Ken has researched from all the medical journals. This is about evidence-based information and research about your weight, your sleep, your health and well-being, your comfort level, all those things. If you're not comfortable with what your doctor has told you, call for a second opinion. It's easy enough. 888-553-7536. When you call, sort of keep your thoughts, collect your thoughts, keep your question limited and focused so that Ken can be focused on what it is that you need. And so we'll go from there. Let's see if we can get a good example of that by traveling to Mississippi and getting Chris on the air. Or is it Michigan? I guess, Chris, you're in Michigan, right?
Yeah, I'm in Michigan.
All right. What can Dr. Ken do for you, ma'am?
Dr. Ken, I break out in sweats, not just night sweats. It's during the day, too, and it's like every hour I'll break out in a severe sweat. I'm about 120 pounds, if that helps. Female, 59 years old. I've been breaking out in a sweat now for probably about 5 years, and I'm losing a lot of sleep because of it.
Sure, Chris. And anyone who's been through this knows that this is no fun. So let's see if we can try and figure this out. You know, doctors have a big word for everything. You know, they send us away for 10 years to learn a language no one can understand, and then we talk. And so this has a big word. It's called hyperhidrosis, and it can be either primary or secondary. Primary hyperhidrosis, this occurs when the nerves responsible for triggering your sweat glands, they just become overactive and call for more perspiration even when it's not needed. This all is often inherited. But much more common is what we call secondary hyperhidrosis. This is where it can be associated with an underlying medical condition. And there's a list. You know, I'm thinking about this when I saw your call. I can probably think of at least 10 or more causes for excessive sweating. An obvious one is menopause. Have you been through it?
I don't have a uterus. I had my uterus taken out in 1996.
What about your ovaries?
The ovaries were left, but last time I was at the doctor, they said they didn't see my ovaries. Do they shrink or something?
Well, they do as you go through menopause. So do you have a gynecologist?
Well, I did. I don't go to the doctor anymore. I gave up on doctors.
Well, so you're allergic to doctors. But, you know, I wonder, at your age, I would imagine it has something to do, you know, the issues become up because of changes in hormones. And, you know, the uterus responds to the hormones, but the ovaries are the ones that are making them. And that is where your issue is. But there's a long list, and that's probably where the issue is. But, you know, diabetics who get low blood sugar, an infection of the heart, endocarditis, fevers of undetermined causes can cause this. Anxiety, heart attacks, heat exhaustion, AIDS, an overactive thyroid, leukemia, malaria? Are you on any medications? Sometimes beta blockers and antidepressants can do this. Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, even obesity, which you don't have. Stress, tuberculosis, that's my list. Anyone have any others? But there's a long list, and I wonder if it's, you know, if it's just related to late menopause.
I don't know. I'm not on any medication, as you asked. I did, you know, I was diagnosed with Lyme disease, and ever since I had Lyme disease, actually, I've had other problems, and when I was 52 years old, I was given the thing where they go up your rectum and down your throat, you know.
Colonoscopy and endoscopy?
Yeah, and this may be just a coincidence, but about 6 months later is when I started to break it out in these sweats.
Yes, Chris, let me, because there may be some underlying infection, let me suggest you not be allergic to a good physician. I would imagine one of your friends or family members have an internist or family doctor they adore.
Would it be an internist that I would go to?
I would start there. I would start with a good internist, and it sounds to me like you're due for a 90,000-mile checkup.
Okay. I'll try to do what you say. So an internist would be the one I would
start.
Try to go to.
Though. Yes.
Yeah. What would I ask them to look for, though?
Well, you would just what you want to do as a good patient, just tell them your symptoms.
Tell them the story you just told us. That's what you do. You call, if you find somebody, and then tell them the story.
Just tell them your symptoms. Get out of their way somewhat. Ask them why they're ordering whatever test they are. What do they expect to find out for them, and how will it change what they do? You know, those are fair questions, but just work as a team member and just describe to the doctor, in as well as you just did, the signs and symptoms you've been having.
All right, Chris.
I'd be more than happy to do that if I could find a good doctor.
Well,
and I'm sure you have friends or family who have an internist, or you know a nurse. You know, those are the easy ways to find out.
The easy way out and to still stay stuck where you are is to have the attitude in that last sentence. You don't know where you're following. There are good doctors around. Where in Michigan are you?
I'm in the Upper Peninsula.
You're not exactly in the heartbeat of where a good medicine is practiced, but there's, maybe you need to take a trip, but you're not. There are a lot of other people there who have been sick and been made well. There's got to be somebody around.
Chris, talk to your friends. I'm sure that they know a good internist.
888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Here's Michael in Rapid City, South Dakota. All right, Michael, what do you need?
Good morning. My wife is 50 years old. She's been type 1 diabetic since she was 6 years old, and her the long-term blood sugar readings come out on the very low end of normal, so she's doing really well. But she's cold all the time. Her hands, her feet, even her legs and her arms, the skin is cold to the touch most of the time. And I was wondering if sugar beets would do something to help stimulate her circulation so that she wouldn't have it anymore.
Well, what I would do first is check the nitric oxide level with a simple saliva test. Neogenes does have, they're one of several companies that provide this saliva test, and I like the Neogenes one. It's developed by a professor at Baylor, and I've seen it work effectively with patients, and it's been shown to be accurate. You know, why am I cold? That's a common question that doctors get all the time, Michael, so I'm so glad you called. You know, is it anemia, low red blood cells? Is the thyroid low? Do I have a blood vessel problem? Anorexics who just, you know, don't get enough nutrition feel that way. And diabetics also do have this feeling of being cold. There could be some kidney damage in diabetes that can give you feelings openings of various things. There can be blood vessels that are not functioning well in diabetics that could be creating this. I would also want to know about her thyroid level.
Okay.
Does she have circulation problems associated with her diabetes?
No.
All right, well, I just hit the wrong thing above her on our computer screen, so I hope we've got as much value. If you need more information, sir, call us back again at 888-553-7536. Let's move to Lisa, who's in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Hi, Lisa.
Hi. I have multiple myeloma, and a new immunotherapy drug is coming out in 2 weeks to treat multiple myeloma. They want to put me on it, but the thing is, I have an autoimmune disease. I've watched a commercial for another immunotherapy drug to treat cancer, and they warn you if you have an autoimmune disease that your own body may attack your own organs and result in death if you take these immunotherapy drugs, and I just wondered if that's true.
Yeah, well, it's a very important concern, and you're going to be on, I would have, is this a drug that's going to be released by the FDA, or you're in an experimental
protocol?
It's
already been approved by the FDA, but it's going to be released on the market on March 9th, and I have my appointment. I go to Dana-Farber Myeloma Clinic on the 11th.
Well, these are points that you need to make with the oncologist, and you want to make sure that the oncologist who is discussing this medication with you, you're not the first person that they've prescribed it to, that they have.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about, because it's brand new. I got some good advice from someone to never go on a drug until it's been out there for a while to see what the population response is.
Well, that is in general a good advice, but sometimes, you know, you don't have any choice, and so you want to walk very carefully, as you are, Lisa. So you want to find out about how long, just because the drug is being released this week doesn't necessarily mean it. It may be a very new drug. It may have just gone through the first phase of testing very recently and was fast tracked out. On the other hand,
it was fast tracked out. It only got approved by the FDA in November.
But do you know how long it's been in testing?
Not very long at all.
Not very long at all. So it really is a brand new product. All right. So that is a challenge, because drugs have life cycles, and there are often unexpected consequences of drugs that don't come out until they're used in the population for a while after the original testing that was done that got its approval. So there are those concerns, and you don't want to be the first person in line for a new drug, unless, you know, as I was talking to an unfortunate parent earlier in the show, it's always compared to what? Multiple myeloma, unfortunately, for many, is not a walk in the park, and there are.
I've had 60 doses of chemotherapy, and I've had a bone marrow transplant, and I'm still not in remission. I was diagnosed 2 years ago.
Okay, bless
with
your
stage
heart.
Two.
Okay, so the question then is, what other choice? I mean, it sounds to me like the doctors, you know, are. There's not a whole lot of options here, but here's what you do, Lisa. Make sure the doctor has experience with this drug, and make sure that you discuss with the doctor who wants to use it the issues of your immune system that you're talking about, and you have a full understanding of it. And if you feel like you're not getting, you know, you have a good instinct, I can tell. If you're not getting straight talk, if you're not feeling like the person talking to you is knowledgeable, you know, you don't have to go to the first oncologist there. All over where you are, they're all over, and you're in the mecca of healthcare where you are in the Northeast, and I'm sure that there are many centers that would talk to you about this.
Yeah, I've already asked for a second opinion, because my doctor thinks that it is okay even if I have an autoimmune disease.
Well, just,
I just wondered if you knew about this new immunology and how it affects people with autoimmune diseases.
You didn't even tell me the name of the drug.
Oh. I don't know the name of the drug.
But I gave you the general information.
Yeah, I think you're all set to proceed, Lisa. 21 after the hour on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Seven five three six for Dr. Ken Kronhaus on the Good Day Health program. Five foods that fight high cholesterol: oats, soy, peas and beans, dark chocolate you were talking about earlier, nuts and seeds. Do you think that's news to people? I just saw this in Women's Day. What do you think people think when they're thinking about how to lose weight? And if you lose weight, do you have to get rid of cholesterol? Are the two going together? When you're on a good program, your cholesterol is usually high if you're overweight, is it not?
Well, I think the most the information you just gave out was great, but I think the latest information on your diet and how it affects your cholesterol is that you can eat cholesterol-containing foods. It's the saturated fat you want to watch. Mm-hmm. For example, the best example is egg yolks. And egg yolks for a long time, which, you know, there's about 180, 190 milligrams of cholesterol, and you're supposed to only have about 250 to 300 each day, depending on your own personal history. And therefore, you get almost a day's worth of cholesterol with an egg yolk. And people, for a long time, were being told to avoid egg yolks. But the latest information is egg yolks don't have saturated fat in them, and they don't raise your cholesterol. It's eating high cholesterol foods that have a lot of saturated fat. That's how you get your cholesterol up by diet. And also, remember, your body makes, in most people, about 75% of the cholesterol by just making it in the liver.
Isn't soy a questionable product as well? So we hear a lot of seemingly conflicting information about soy.
Well, I think the conflict is about how wonderful it is, but I think soy is okay.
Nice.
It's a protein source.
888-553-7536. We'll talk to Terry in Jackson, Tennessee now, who's on Good Day Health. Hi, Terry.
I just, I'll make it quick. I have a 9-year-old grandson, high IQ. He's in fourth grade. He should be in the third. When they put him up, he started having problems focusing, anxiety, just a happy-go-lucky kid. They put him on 10 milligrams of Focalin for a year. It, teacher said it just wasn't working. He gained a lot of weight, 20 pounds in 2 years. They moved him to 20 milligrams. He's not as hungry all the time. And they recommended a fish oil supplement for him. He has a 200 cholesterol level. And I didn't know if you knew about the fish oils. Should I implement that into his vitamin and his nutritional foods that he eats?
What are they trying to accomplish with the fish oil?
The cholesterol. They won't give him any type of medication.
Right. He said his total cholesterol is what?
200.
And what's his bad cholesterol, LDL, do you know?
It's high. It's not where it should be.
Uh-huh. How's his diet otherwise?
He's did a complete transformation. A lot more. He's an exercise program now.
Does he eat a lot of fast food and high saturated fat?
He used to. We don't do that anymore.
And how's his weight compared to his height?
It's off a little bit. He's 54.5 inches tall.
Is he overweight?
Oh, yeah, 98 pounds.
Okay. So he is there any reason why he can't be in a good exercise program?
He is. We got him in one 2 months
ago. All right.
Ago.
Well, you need to watch his diet, get rid of the saturated fat, get him into an exercise program. And, you know, if you want to give him a little bit of fish oil, that's okay. But my preference would be to have him eat real fish, non-fried fish, the real thing.
28 past the hour on Good Day Health.
The Purple Heart Foundation is a proud supporter of The Dana Show. Because of your car and cash donations, a difference is being made in the lives of veterans and their families nationwide. It's important to remember the challenges our veterans face when they return home, and it's not just about the emotional and psychological challenges. Veterans return home to mountains of paperwork and ridiculous amounts of red tape associated with receiving their benefits. A large number of veterans just give up because the process is so daunting. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to helping our warriors fight for their benefits. Their national service officers around the country work side by side with veterans, not giving in until they receive their benefits. You can't put a dollar value on the importance of this kind of service for our soldiers. Call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to purpleheartfoundation.org. That's purpleheartfoundation.org.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators' end-of-quarter clearance sale. 100 million square feet of top-quality flooring is priced to move. Get incredible deals on 60 styles of North American and European laminate, including the look of oak, maple, or cherry for under $1. 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents. Save $2 a square foot on beautiful Bellawood 3/4-inch solid Brazilian cherry. And get pre-finished solid bamboo from $149. Plus woodlook tile, vinyl plank, and more from 69 cents. And pay no interest until 2018. The end-of-quarter clearance sale is going on now, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient, diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans, these high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract. You can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I'm Doug Steffen. Here we are at 888-553-7536. A lot more medical news to get to as we have time. Your calls are the most important thing. Your connection to us here and therefore connecting to people all around the country and all around the world, because this radio program is heard everywhere, here, there, and everywhere. We get a lot of literature and information from people who listen around the world at DougSteffen.com, RadioAmerica.org, CRN Talk.com, TalkStreamLive.com, GCNLive.com. There are a ton of podcasts available as well, not only at DougSteffen.com, but TuneIn Radio and Stitcher and GCN. So there's no reason. And you like Talk Show, what is it, Talk Show Live? I don't, never remember that place that
Talk
you go
Stream
to.
Live.
Talk Stream Live. All right. Help yourself to information and coordinated approaches to good, solid medicine. 888-553-7536. Here's Robert in Arkansas. Robert, what can we do to help you out, sir?
Yeah, I was telling the doctor, he told me I had a fast heartbeat, and he wanted me to start taking a beta blocker, and I was wanting to know if them things are good for you in the long run.
Sure, Robert. Great question. You know, the body naturally makes adrenaline, epinephrine, and that will increase your heart rate. It'll constrict your blood vessels, and it's like a key going into a lock. There are receptors at the surface of cells, and the natural adrenaline, like a key going into the lock, gets into that receptor and then affects the cell. And the beta blockers get in the way of the natural adrenaline in your body being able to connect up with your cells. That's why they call them beta blockers. And they are used for many different reasons. People who perform, actors, actresses, take the low doses of them, called propranolol in low dose, to deal with stage anxiety. People use them for high blood pressure. They're used for fast heart rates. And surprisingly, they're used effectively in heart failure. They're used to lower the risk of having the next heart attack. They're used to take some of the weight off of the heart when there's narrowing of the circulation to the heart to relieve symptoms of inadequate blood flow to the heart. The main answer to your question, Robert, is what's my diagnosis? Why is your heart rate fast? You know, the textbook answer is a heart rate above 100 is a rapid heartbeat. But there are many, many varieties of rapid heartbeats. There are many different causes. Do we know what is exactly the type of rapid heart rate you have, and or do we know what's causing it?
They sent me over to a heart specialist, but he's still trying to figure it out. I think when they sent me to do the stress test, they said it was too fast to even take the stress test. They wouldn't let me take it because they said it was too fast.
Robert, are you in regular rhythm? Do you know? Do you know what the rhythm of your heart is called?
I think they said it was 130 something the day they tried to do the test.
But you're not in atrial fibrillation, are you?
No, they ain't said nothing about that.
But you're in regular rhythm, what we call sinus tachycardia. Do you know if you're in regular rhythm? Yes or you know or you don't know.
No.
Okay, well, the first thing to find out is whether you're in regular rhythm. You're not on any blood thinner. They didn't do that, correct?
No, I don't take any other medicine besides this.
Okay, did they draw some lab work to check your thyroid?
Well, they did a full blood work, and did that when they checked the cholesterol, sugar, and stuff like that.
Did that include your thyroid?
I don't think it done that.
Okay, well, that you definitely want to make sure you don't have an overactive thyroid. You want to make sure you're not anemic, that the red blood cell count is too low. And then you want to make sure that you're not under a lot of sudden mental stress or you're in physical pain. These are all things that can give you a normal rhythm but an excess, a high heart rate. And is your breathing okay? Are you short of breath?
No, I don't have nothing like that, no.
Because a blood clot to the lung, I don't want to scare you here, but a blood clot to the lung can cause a rapid heartbeat. Heart failure can cause a rapid heartbeat. Are you under a lot? You sound like you're, maybe it's talking to us, but are you suddenly under a lot of stress mentally?
Not no more than the normal person, probably.
Okay. Are you a little warmer or hotter than, are you the guy who always turns the air conditioning on?
No, that's my wife.
That's your wife. So she's warmer than you are. So, because people who have excessive thyroid, they're losing weight, they're having diarrhea, they're hotter than everybody else, they're sweating, that's not you.
No.
Okay. Well, and how old are you?
47.
Okay. Well, I would definitely physically take it easy. I hope your heart doctor told you to just, keep it in low gear. Don't go looking for any extra physical activity until this is figured out. So they're just planning for you a stress test, did I hear?
Well, he said they call it an echocardiogram stress test.
A stress echo.
Yeah.
An exercise. Are they putting you on the treadmill, or are they going to do it chemically?
No, they said just walk on the treadmill, and okay. Then they take a picture of it with that ultrasound.
Right. An exercise stress echo. That'll determine if there's any severe narrowing of your corners. And I would do that, but I would physically not do any exertion until you were there, in the doctor's office, and they can watch you while you're hooked up exercising. And I would take it easy. And I hope you're not on any stimulants, caffeine, coffee, tea, cola, anything like that. And Mountain Dew, do you take much caffeine in?
I drink a little bit of Cokes, but not a whole lot.
Oh, I would stay away from that. And you're not doing any non-prescribed drugs. You're not smoking any of the weed or anything like that. That all can cause a rapid heart rate.
No, I don't need none of that, no.
Okay, good. I have to ask. But, you know, this needs to be figured out. If your heart rate was 130, was that a very stressful, mentally stressful episode for you when you were in the heart doctor's office?
Well, it's probably just something that's probably a little bit nervous about doing that test since I never had nothing like that done before.
Well, at home, can you take your heartbeat and count it? Is it, how high does it get?
Well, I got the blood pressure machine at the house, and I think it usually shows around 100 or a little bit over 100 when I'm at the house.
Have they hooked you up to a monitor to monitor your heartbeat?
Yeah, the EKG. Abnormal.
A 24-hour continuous monitor. Did they do that?
No, they ain't done that.
Okay, because I guess they'll do that. Because I guess they're first looking at your coronaries, which is very important. But I'd want to know what your heart rate's doing outside the office. So Robert, watch the physical activity and make sure you stay with the heart doctor till they figure this out, okay?
888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken Thelma in Brownsville, Tennessee. Hi, Thelma.
Hello.
What can we do for you, ma'am?
I had laser surgery on Tuesday, but before I went in to have the surgery, I was seeing 20/20 vision out of my glasses. No halos, no spots, no nothing. Right after the surgery, I started seeing the halos, the spots, and everything. And I still have not regained my vision in my eye yet.
Right, glare, glare, halo, and double vision. You know, after surgery, this can happen. You may have difficulty seeing at night, and you can notice glare, halos around bright lights or double vision. This is a risk of this kind of surgery, and I would go back and talk to the eye doctors yesterday about this and let them look at this and see what they can do, because this is one of the risks of doing this kind of surgery, Thelma.
But I didn't have any of the issues that I'm having before.
Correct.
Not any of it.
Correct. And with any LASIK eye surgery, it carries some risks, and this is one of them. So
how do you go back when you're scared?
I'm sorry?
How do you go back when you're scared? Scared to go back.
I'm paralyzed. Well, you need to go then see another eye doctor, but you need to, you know, you want to salute. I understand that you're frustrated, you're upset. You know, nobody undergoes any procedure expecting to have a complication. You expect to get better, but hopefully the eye doctor explained to you the risks. And there are, you know, often, usually with LASIK eye surgery, it turns out okay, and that's why it's such a popular procedure. But it's like anything we do in medicine, everything we do in medicine has a complication rate, and unfortunately there's a long list of risks associated with LASIK eye surgery, and this is one of them. And either you need to maybe have someone go with you, someone who loves you, to help you get through this. And my best recommendation first would be, you know, to at least talk with the person who did this. But then, you know, if you're just uncomfortable proceeding, you know, go get a second and third opinion with another eye doctor to see what the options are here. But unfortunately, it sounds to me like this is a complication of the procedure. And sometimes these things get better on their own, but sometimes you need to get the eye doctor to do some more work here.
Well, okay. I mean, from this point, after researching it, the scenario only gets worse.
Well,
I had macular edema. Now I've got macular edema from the surgery. The next phase is retinal detachment. From there, it only goes worse. Nothing good is coming from.
Well, what you're doing now, Thelma, is venting your anger, which is appropriate. But Ken gave you the information that you need to go forward.
There's a specialized kind of eye doctor called a retina specialist.
And I'm scared of them.
But Thelma, I understand.
Being scared of him doesn't fix the problem.
What's your goal, Thelma?
I want my sight back before they even touch my eye.
Okay. But you're not going to get your sight back until you find a retina specialist that you trust.
So Brownsville is off the beaten path, kind of. It's not close to Dallas, not close to Houston, not close to Austin. What's the
Nashville?
No. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm thinking of Brownsville, Texas. What's the nearest big city, Thelma, to Brownsville, Tennessee?
I tried those in Memphis, and I'm scared of them. The next closest one is Nashville.
How far is Nashville?
Yeah, I would go to Nashville, Thelma.
Go to Vanderbilt.
2.5-hour drive.
Yeah, Vanderbilt. Go to Vanderbilt. Find somebody at Vanderbilt who's there's a hospital connected
right.
That's quite
you
well
want to
known.
Call the ophthalmology department there and see a retina specialist at Vanderbilt.
All right, and spend a couple of days there and make sure every question is answered thoroughly. Bring all of your records, everything that they need to know. But Vanderbilt
and
has
great
quality.
Don't go alone. Go with someone who loves you, Thelma.
888-553-7536. All right, let's see if we can help people who have the same problem that Ben Affleck has, losing your hair, although you can't see with Ben Affleck because he wears a toupee. It's a good one, but he wears one. You don't want to wear a toupee. You don't want to have an operation. You don't have a ball. I feel like as I get started here, Ken, this is one of those commercials for drugs on TV. They spend 15 seconds telling you why it's good for you and then 45 seconds about how it'll kill you. So Provia is not going to do anything if it doesn't. If you're suffering from male pattern baldness, Provia will not work. If you're losing your hair for reasons that are fairly normal, you've been using cheap shampoos all your life. You maybe didn't know. You go to the dollar store, you buy shampoo, and you wash your hair. But if it's a creamy substance, it'll plug the pores. And the pores on your scalp being plugged means the follicles of hair underneath can't get through. You lose your hair as part of your everyday life. We lose our skin. We lose all of our cellular structure, Ken, right? But in this circumstance, you want to replace it, and allowing it to come back through your pores on your scalp is what is necessary. If they're plugged up, you need Provia. Here's Ken to tell you a little more about why this is such a good product.
So it's still the new year. Let's start this new year with a new you. It's time to stop your beautiful hair from falling out and thinning prematurely. Provia from Chamonix is the answer. Doug, Provia, it's a powerful, all-natural hair thinning treatment which contains a unique blend of plant extracts to get the results you want safely and naturally. Here's Diana from Kingsville, Maryland, telling us about her experience. She writes us, Provia truly delivers on its promise. Within weeks, new hair started coming in, no nasty smell, and it's not greasy. I only need to apply a little bit on the thinning area, and I use it every other night before bed. It really works. Amazing stuff. Best of all, Provia works for both men and women. In fact, it's safe on colored and treated hair. Results are guaranteed or your money back. It's truly a no-brainer.
All right, so get your hair back or your money back, as Ken suggested, and as I strongly suggest, because I use this myself for areas in my scalp that are plugged up, or the pores are plugged up, the hair's not growing. I'm happy to tell you it works for me. 800-543-5817 for Provia. 800-543-5817. Get the incredible super concentrate for faster, more noticeable results when you mention Dr. Ken. 800-543-5817 for Provia.
I'm Chris Graham reporting for InTheNews.tv. Spring is the perfect time to renew your beauty regimen after the winter blues. Lifestyle expert Justine Santanello partnered with the following brands to help create a fresh look. Justine, what are some of your spring beauty tips?
Hair damage is actually the number one hair care concern for women, so check out L'Oreal Professional Pro Fiber. This is a long-lasting hair care system where the process actually begins in the salon with a diagnosis from your hairdresser, followed by a customized 15-minute treatment. You then continue with a prescribed at-home regimen that results results in condition locks that are strengthened from root to end. This is available exclusively in L'Oreal Professional Salons. Just visit lpsalons.com for locations. And matte lipstick is such a hot beauty trend right now. I'm loving the Avon True Color Perfectly Matte Lipstick because there's no trade-off between matte color and a moisture-rich formula. It features Avon's True Color technology for a matte finish that never cakes or cracks. The lipstick is available in 12 gorgeous shades, and you can find these through an Avon representative or at Avon.com. And serums are a hot topic in the beauty industry. Ahava, the Dead Sea Beauty Authority, has taken their exclusive innovation, the Osmoder, and made it 6 times stronger to launch the new Dead Sea Crystal Osmoder X6 Facial Serum. This powerful oil-based treatment addresses the visible signs of advanced skin aging by penetrating deep into the skin to correct loss of firmness, deep wrinkles, and skin dullness. Available at select retailers, including Ulta stores nationwide and AhavaUS.com.
Thanks, Justine. For more information, visit inthenews.tv.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
After the hour now, the Good Day Health Program, Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Dr. Doug Steffen. Ken's got lots of licenses. I got none. But I have some practical experience. It once in a while weighs in. Sometimes it weighs heavily on those people who hear it. Sometimes it doesn't. Ask Dr. Ken at 888-553-7536. Also get an appointment with him at Lake Cardiology. If you're going down to Florida and you want to pay through the nose to go to Disney, the disgraceful excuse they gave this week for upping their prices 20% just in time for spring break. What an outrage. Man, instead, save your money and go to over to Cape Kennedy. Spend a couple of days over there. You'll learn more. And actually, the kids will have as much fun because there's so much to see over there. I've always found Disney to be annoying, and I find them even more annoying now. But that's not what we're here to discuss. We're here to discuss your health and how you can look better and feel better. There's a product, you know, we were talking earlier about how some of this stuff is funded, how companies get the money to produce either homeopathic items or drugs or whatever it is. The people who are responsible for GenuCell started in a small way and grew over the years the technology that was used to come up with the GenuCell, really pretty interesting, because there was a compounding pharmacist who put it together, and those are pretty special people, Ken. Will you tell us the story?
Exactly, and those opinions about Disney or Doug's.
Yes, they are.
Not mine.
Right. Got it. I take full credit for my opinions and won't blame you, and you shouldn't get the blame for my opinions.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been telling you about Chamonix for years now, but do you know how it all began? A lady asked my pharmacist friend George to recommend her a natural preservative-free wrinkle cream. He could have told her that no such product existed. Instead, he mixed her a formula right there in the pharmacy. A few weeks later, there was a waiting list for what the ladies affectionately called George's Cream, and Chamonix was born. George built Chamonix into a world-class anti-aging skincare brand based on that same philosophy he had in that small pharmacy. Chamonix products are infused with antioxidants. They use no pharmaceutical preservatives or petroleum byproducts. Order Chamonix's revolutionary eye bag and puffiness treatment, GenuCell, right now, and George will double your order absolutely free.
Due to new technology, GenuCell is incredibly powerful. It's a serum that's guaranteed to show results in 12 hours or your money back. You can see GenuCell working the first night, and dramatic improvement takes as little as a couple of weeks. Call 800-822-6145 right now to order GenuCell. It contains 8 extra ingredients to reduce the appearance of bags and puffiness and lines around your eyes. 800-822-6145. Brilliant results. Long-term results. Get rid of the bags, the puffiness, the dark circles. 800-822-6145. Call in the next couple of minutes, and they'll probably ask you if you'd like to have a bonus. And you can say, yeah, I'd like some Essatique face cream, please. 800-822-6145. Rob writes, what do you think, Dr. Ken, of the paleo diet?
I think the paleo diet is fine. I guess we're talking about
What is the paleo diet?
I guess we're talking more of about a vegetable-based diet. This is foods presumed to have been eaten by early humans.
The hunter-gatherers.
Right? And it's not exclusively vegetables. It's actually consisting chiefly of meat, fish, vegetables, and fruit, excluding dairy or grain products and processed foods. This is not a diet that I would eat. Some of it I like. I mean, I like excluding processed foods, but I think whole grains are very, very healthy. I think low-fat dairy products are very, very healthy. Doug would not, you know, Doug being a dairy farmer would not really thrive on a paleo diet. But I think I am a big advocate of the combination of two diets, the DASH diet and the Mediterranean diet. The DASH diet, and that's what I eat. The DASH diet, I don't have high blood pressure, but it stands for the dietary approach to stop high blood pressure. It's fruits, vegetables, whole grains, low-fat dairy products, beans, seeds, and nuts. Let me do that again. Fruits, vegetables, whole grains, low-fat dairy products, beans, seeds, and nuts. That's the DASH diet. That's what I eat. I combine it with the Mediterranean diet, which allows me to add fish and chicken and turkey, olive oil to that diet. And a lot of the DASH diet also is included in the Mediterranean diet. The two of them combined are called the MIND diet.
All right, there you go. More helpful information and advice. Lots of it packed into every weekend's edition of Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen. Thank you for spending these hours with us.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert
network reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.